92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on Monday. And we are live now with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing.
Good morning.
Good morning, Malcolm. How are you?
I am feeling a whole lot better.
Good, good. There's something going around. There's no question about that. Everybody's calling it the crud. It's not that, COVID. It's not strep. It's not the flu. It's the crud.
I think that's a good name for it.
It's just you feel crummy, but you don't feel crummy enough to take 2 weeks off of work. You know, it's just lingers.
Yeah, it kind of lingers on your chest.
Yeah, so he and I sound the same, about an octave lower today, I think.
Yeah.
So how was your weekend?
Actually, I haven't done a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to rest. Now, Friday evening, I went to the sponsor party for Cabaret.
Oh, how was that?
Oh, it was wonderful.
Oh, I can't wait. That's this weekend, too, isn't it?
It is.
I think we're going to try to get Sid on here, Sid Heath with the Pensacola Little mm-hmm. Theater. That's their big annual fundraiser.
We were on the top.
Uh-huh, on the rooftop.
On the rooftop, yeah.
Yeah.
And a little breezy,
mm-hmm.
but very pleasant. Great view.
Oh, my God. The sunsets up there will be spectacular.
Yes.
It'll be really neat.
Yeah.
So good for them. Okay. Well, that's coming up this weekend, and I think the tickets are still available for that, actually. Possibly.
If they are, there's probably not too many because mm-hmm. it's really, really popular.
Oh, yeah. It's a fun event.
Oh, yes. It is one of my favorite fundraisers.
Yep.
A little different.
Yes, it is.
A lot different.
Yeah, I would say a lot different.
Yeah.
But it's theater. It's got to be different. It's a theater.
Yeah.
I don't want to have like a boring, sit down and have a... Your hard chicken with a side of potato dinner and with lots of speakers. This is they always have entertainment. They have just everything. They have to decorate the different rooms. They do things indoors and outdoors. And there's really something for everybody.
Yes, yes.
And the actors and the people that are involved in the theater get involved with all the entertainment parts. So that's what makes it fun for us.
Mm.
And then the board, of course, does a great job in facilitating the whole thing and getting sponsors. And they have
well, of course, that's your world.
That is my world, and I was actually part of a couple of cabarets a few years back when I was executive director, so it really is a fun event.
Yeah, Sid is doing such a wonderful job. What a great personality.
He's perfect for it.
Yeah.
He
got up on the little stage they have up there and started to talk.
Uh-huh.
Sid loves to talk.
Yes, you got to in that position. And, I mean, you got to be able to keep up with all the other theatrical personalities that are there.
Exactly.
So that's good.
So if you don't have a ticket already, and there are some, I think, available, then it is a great way to spend next Saturday evening.
Yeah, it'll be a fun night.
I shall be there.
Okay, well, I'm going to be there.
Going. We'll have a drink together.
That sounds like fun.
Mm.
I'm ready. It'll be a lot of fun. So there was something that you and I were talking about, and we said, we've got to talk about it on the show on Monday, and now I've forgotten what it was.
Hmm. Oh, I know exactly what it was.
Okay.
It was a menu tasting.
Yes. Thank you. Gosh. We had the privilege of going to a Jackson's. Maria Goldberg and Collier Merrill invited several of the media to come to a pre-tasting for their spring menu on Monday night.
Yes.
I had not ever gone before. Apparently, they do this twice a year. And it was, really phenomenal. I really had fun.
Yes. I have been... Every time for, many years.
Right.
I always look forward to it. It's just a lot of fun. Excuse me. Not only is the food excellent, but there's great people there. I love Maria and Carlia, of course, and Chef Irv. And they just make you feel like family.
It was
great.
Like
you're part of the whole thing.
And they had five different courses from the menu. They had, doggone it, I think I left it at home. I was going to bring it in because I had the menu that they tried out some new things for spring. I love chefs because they're so creative. When you get a chance to go to a place like Jackson's where the menu, it's never quite the same. They're always tweaking things. They're always adding a little mushrooms here, a little savory sauce there. And I don't know I'm such a basic cook. My father was a gourmet cook. He studied James Beard and all the great cooks. So I have a million cookbooks left from my dad. But I'm not so, I can follow directions, But he had that knack for throwing in that little bit extra spice that would make it the difference. And I would say, Dad, how did you make that? Here's the recipe, sweetheart. And I would make it, and it would never taste like what my dad did. And I said, why doesn't it taste like what you... Well, did you add a little ginger? No. It's not written to add ginger. Well, you always add ginger with blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't know that. Dad, I don't know that.
Well,
so it was terrible. So.
Chef Irv knows when to put ginger in there, obviously.
That's what I'm saying. So that's what it is that they're so good at what they do, and they mix the flavors and try new things. It's wonderful.
I think I was in the minority. I loved most of all the lamb chops.
I like the lamb chops.
Yes.
Those were good. But I really liked that first dish. Now, of course, the tartine.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Yeah. Yeah, well, everything was good.
Yeah,
but,
everything was delicious. And they did special cocktails, too.
Yes.
Which was, one was like a watermelon flavor, I think.
Yes, very refreshing.
Yeah. So I didn't partake in those, but so,
I was going to say so good I had two, but I shouldn't say that.
He had mine.
Don't want Maria to know that I drank yours.
I was passing Malcolm my cocktails because I'm a mocktail drinker myself, so... But yeah, and then they asked for base feedback. It was a really fun. I just hadn't done anything like that. I mean, if I have, it was years and years ago. So.
I think, by and large, people tend to be very honest.
Mm-hmm.
But rarely do they get any negative remarks. Most people, several people said add a little more spice to one of the drinks, the watermelon drink.
Right, they talked a lot more about the drink, some of them, than the food.
And I agree, it probably did need something just to give it a little zip.
Mm-hmm.
But the food is just always excellent.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I've ever said anything other than full price for all of the dishes, just because they do such a great job.
Well, we had Maria on this past week, and they were going over the new menus. And they are having a couple of really special events for Easter. Mm-hmm. But they were saying you've got to get those reservations now. So be careful if you haven't done it yet, or if you're planning to go out for Easter. It's sneaking up on us, and all the restaurants in town will be... probably very busy. Some of their restaurants don't take reservations, but I believe Angelina's and Jackson's does. So you want to make sure that you get a reservation.
And I've said this before on the radio. I usually have my Thanksgiving dinner at Jackson's.
Oh, how
and
nice.
And often Christmas dinner if I'm not out of town.
Gee, I'm hanging around with the wrong people.
They take they take reservations. And again, it's just a wonderful meal. And you can get up from the table, and there's nobody say, come and help with the dishes, will you?
Yes, no, that's the best part. You don't have to carve anything. You don't have to do anything.
You just go home and
veg out,
pass out on the couch.
Watch football or charades.
Yes,
parade,
exactly.
No, it's a wonderful place. So thank you so much to our friends at Jackson's and Great Southern Restaurants for including all of us here at News Radio 92.3 and Cat Country 98.7 and of course, Ballinger Publishing. We all had a chance to participate in, I guess, what they're calling sort of the media preview of the spring menu. And it was really, really a treat. I really had fun.
Yes.
All right. Well, we're going to be back. We've got plenty to talk about. We've got the new issue of Downtown Crowd that's just come out. And there's some interesting things in there that I noticed, Malcolm, I'm not familiar with, which is this cubed art exhibit downtown. Is that what's happening with the murals and everything?
Yes.
Okay, well, we'll come back
and talk about that.
Right after the break.
Very interesting.
Yeah, we'll come right back and talk about that right here on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good Monday morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger Publishing, and we're taking a look this morning at the new Pensacola's Downtown Crowd. On the cover, it says cubed, and it looks like Rubik's cubes on the front with artwork on the panels of the cubes. So this is an exhibit, apparently, that's been going on for several years downtown.
Yes. And if you wander down to Museum Plaza, you can see some, I think, very interesting, creative cubes.
Well, sometimes I wonder, I've lived here a long time now, and I seem to, there's so much going on in Pensacola, especially in the arts and culture arena, and it seems like this is something I have not heard of before. I don't know how I've missed this. But it looks wonderful. The pictures in the Downtown Crowd show these amazing pieces of artwork and murals that are being done. I guess they start painting on March 1st every year, and they do these around the Museum Plaza. But there's also murals, of course, all over town. And this is something they've done, the Pensacola Museum of Art. It's being sponsored by PMA and the Preparator and Curatorial Coordinator. Is that correct? Did I pronounce that
Sounds
correctly?
Good to me.
Jamie Diffie, it looks like. So hats off, because it looks amazing.
If you go to Museum Plaza, and then...
Where is that located exactly?
That is behind the... It's now... Well, it used to be the T.T. Wentworth building.
Uh-huh.
It now has the... And I forget the new name. Museum... Like anyway.
Because the Museum of Art is right there on...
right behind it.
Garden and... where the PLT is, where Pensacola Little Theater,
yes.
Right across from the Little Theater in the center.
It's right behind the cross street is, what is it, Zaragoza and Tarragona.
I think that's right.
That new museum plaza,
mm-hmm.
right behind the, well, it was the City Hall originally, and then T.T. Wentworth, and now I think it's West Florida Museum of something.
I'm not sure. But... the exhibit is up, and it looks beautiful. The pictures in here, looks gorgeous.
So I digress, but if you wander down there, you can walk around, take a look, then jump in your car, and if you drive down Garden Street from Palafox Street, on the right-hand side is a mural of those hands, fingers, that we featured in Downtown Crowd a couple of months ago. Then if you drive on down and take a left onto Barrancas, then there are several murals on the buildings there that you can see. I think there's about five in all, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
I go home that way and see them every evening. So very creative, very, very talented. And I think just make a pleasant little trip before you go to dinner.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. And I think, do we know how long it's going to be on exhibit?
I don't know. I don't think there is an ending period on it, is there?
I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe somebody from UWF will call in and tell us, help us out.
So the Sanger Theater is in the process of the 100 days,
yes,
100 year celebration, and we were supposed to have a big event on Sunday. I had them on the show last week.
Someone just
texted in and said, can you let us know what's going on with the Sanger Theater?
Yes.
So it got postponed. Do you know what it was, the dates? Do you happen to know?
I believe it's sometime in early June, I think I saw on
I'm looking right now. I'm trying to look.
Morning.
If someone knows, if you could text it into us and let us know so we can share that with everyone. It was 850-437-1620. They had to move it because of the impending inclement weather.
Yes, which didn't come.
Which is typical.
Yeah.
And it's the nightmare. I've done so many events over the years, and you're watching that weather forecast like a hawk if your event's outside.
Yes.
And it looks like doom and gloom, and then the day of the event, it's sunny, and you just cringe whenever you've changed it. Then if you don't change it,
of course.
Then a hurricane
comes. We know
comes.
What happens.
That's right. So hats off to the Sanger folks. They had the ribbon cutting on Wednesday. So the event will be the same. It's going to be an all-day outdoor and indoor event. They'll have tours of the Sanger Theater. And the cool thing that they're going to be showing the 1925 version of Phantom of the Opera.
Yes.
Lon
Chaney.
With Lon Chaney and the organ. They'll have the...
Yes.
Which is just the coolest thing. So
I think we are so fortunate to have a Sanger Theater, but more fortunate that our city leaders, community leaders, spent the time, effort, and money to restore the Sanger, because it is a gem.
It's beautiful.
I'm a little bit of a lot of a history buff, and one of the things that I really focus on, I read a lot about vaudeville and music hall and early cinema. And so I know a little bit of history about the vaudeville circuits, and because this one was built in 1925, which was really about the end of the great vaudeville days.
Mm-hmm.
They were transitioning into movie houses with some vaudeville acts. But it, whenever you go into the Sanger, and I've been able to stand on the stage several times, you get a real feeling of history of what Pensacola was like in 1925.
Yes, it's very traditional. It's very you get this when you think of the, for me as an artist, as an actress, when you think of the music and the symphonies and the Pensacola Children's Chorus and all the Broadway shows that have been there over the years, the vaudeville players, that was a movie house for many, many years that just played movies. I didn't know that until I had talked with the folks last week. And I did find the date for you. So it has been rescheduled. The Sunday Street Party and the showing of the silent movie Phantom of the Opera has been rescheduled for May 24th.
May 24th.
So mark your calendars, because that is going to be a really fun event.
That was back in the days when, well, they did have electronic microphones, but still those early performers, their voice had to hit the back of the theater.
Oh, yeah.
There wasn't a lot of amplification in those.
The acoustics in there are still so good.
Yes. I went to lived for some years in Omaha, Nebraska, and they have an old theater there.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to a concert with Tony Bennett.
Oh, yes.
And he sang several songs, and then he put down the microphone
mm-hmm.
and said, he said, these old vaudeville houses have a wonderful acoustics. And he sang a song without the microphone.
Wow.
And everybody could hear it.
Wow.
And of course, the Sanger is just the same.
I love it. All right, we're talking about all things Pensacola with Ballinger Publishing and Malcolm Ballinger. If you have a question for Malcolm, 850-437-1620. We'll be back in just a minute. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. Chatting with my friend Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing, talking about all the amazing arts things that are going on right now. Of course, we have the Cubed show, and in Downtown Crowd, there's a wonderful, wonderful article about that. So you can pick that up where, Malcolm?
Just about anywhere.
There you go, because it's a free newspaper. I still love that it's a newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the best part.
Oh, before we go.
Yes, sir.
Time is running out. We announced the wedding contest, cover contest winner.
Oh, who?
It's a beautiful young lady in a, it's not a white dress. It's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to
Don't spoil it now. When does it come out?
Yes.
Is this for Pensacola Magazine?
For Pensacola Magazine. The magazine will be available in the next few days, but you can go online at ballingerpublishing.com mm-hmm. and you can see the magazine online.
Okay.
You will be very surprised and, I think, delighted by this dress. I don't want to spoil it.
Okay. Oh, now
just
I'm
just a beautiful couple.
I want to leave now and go look. But I can't. I'll have to wait till I get off. Okay.
We made the big announcement on Friday.
Awesome. But what was neat about that contest was everybody that entered is in the magazine.
Correct.
Then that's really special.
Yes.
So how many entries did you get?
I think there were over 50.
Wow.
When we finished. Yeah.
That many people taking the leap, huh?
Yeah.
Getting married in Pensacola.
I have nothing to say, honestly. I have nothing to say.
Well,
being a bachelor, I have nothing to say.
I'm not saying a word myself. I'm going to keep it to myself. But congratulations to all. We wish you all much love and happiness going forward. So
yes.
I can't wait to see it. It'll be special. So we have so much going on. It's been busy. We had the PACE Awards this past week, and that was pretty phenomenal, recognizing our outstanding.
Yes, some wonderful choices. Mm-hmm. Yes, it was a great event. I look forward to that every year.
Yep, we had Fork Pensacola, I think it was, F-O-R-K, which was raising mm-hmm. money for the American Cancer Society. Mm-hmm. I understand that was a success as well. So many things going on.
Yes.
It's hard to keep up.
There's always something going on in Pensacola.
Well, and that
should never be bored.
And that's one of the things I like about Downtown Crowd is because you have an events calendar.
Yes.
In it, and that is super helpful. I keep it right by my desk. Oh my gosh, Malcolm, we're out of time.
Time flies.
When you're having fun.
Yes.
On Monday morning with Malcolm Ballinger, Ballinger Publishing. And once again, how can they see that Pensacola magazine ahead of time?
On ballingerpublishing.com or downtowncrowd.com. Either one.
Okay. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.